This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the answer, or one possible answer, is that Allah made it generic, made it general at the end, in order to show us that it's not about just those people. It's not because they are Jews that I am not guiding them. No, it is because their actions dictate that I will not guide them. Those actions are one of dhulm, that they are doing dhulm to their own souls by turning away from their scripture in the way that they are. And in that way, we can then identify ourselves with this similitude, that I don't want to be like this, a person who doesn't understand the Quran, doesn't bother to, you know, read it, try to understand it and to live by it. Because if I do, I'll be like that donkey. And it's, you know, that donkey is not just talking about the Jews at that time, it's talking about anyone who behaves like this. And that's why Allah said, "Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen." Allah doesn't guide a nation that is wrongdoing, is wrongdoers. So that is them. What is the link between this verse and what came before? Well, Allah is saying everything I sent, all my guidance I sent with the Prophet and his role to mankind, and the fact that the religion would spread far and wide, this is a fadl of Allah. Now, are you going to take that fadl? Are you going to live by it? Or are you going to be like the people that came before? The Jews, for example. Look at what they did. They squandered the fadl of Allah. And now look at how I see them. Don't be like that. So Allah has given us an example of the Jews in order to emphasize the point that this is a favor of mine. Take it with both hands. Don't be like others before who squandered that fadl. This is how I see those others now. Now, one of the things about the Jews is that they believed that they were superior to others. They believed that they were unique and better than everybody else. So they would hold their noses up at others and have a sense of pride. They said, "Nahnu abna'ullahi wa ahibba'uhu." They said that we are the children of God and His beloved ones, meaning we're better than everybody else. Though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now draws our attention to that statement and wants us to unravel it, to see whether or not it is true or not, to question them. What is the question? He tells the Prophet ﷺ, قُلْ Say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا Say to الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, meaning the Jewish communities at your time. إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ If you all claim, meaning it's not one Jewish rabbi saying this, the whole Jewish community think like this. They have this attitude that we're better than everybody else, we're the chosen people. And even in our times, you can see that. It is the same thing. They have this claim. For example, the issue of Palestine and Israel. One of the reasons that they say we can occupy Palestine and keep on building settlements is because what? Because we're the chosen people of God. So we can say the same thing to them. In za'amtum, and if you all claim annakum awliya'ulillahi min dunin nas, if you are the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, the chosen people of Allah, min dunin nas, besides everybody else. It claims exclusive for yourself, so everybody else doesn't enjoy this, just us. Then do this one thing. Just do this one thing. فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتِ Just do tamanna of death. Tamanna means to wish. Just wish for death. Allah is saying to the Prophet, don't tell them to ask for death, to make dua for death. No, just wish. You know, like you just wish for something. You said to a friend of yours, what do you want to be in the future? I want to be a millionaire. Wow. And you're unemployed right now. Yeah, I'm unemployed right now. So how are you going to become a millionaire? It's just a wish, bro. You know, just wish it. What's wrong with wishing? You can wish for whatever you want. So it reflects, you know, a very, very, you know, expression of hope. You know, just, what the hell, let me wish for it at least. So just do that much, oh Jews. Just wish for death. Why? Ibn Ashur said, because if you're the chosen people of God, then for sure living in this world is going to be miserable. But whatever God has for you, then it's going to be far better. If that's the case, wish for death. Wish for death, end your life here, leave the misery and go to pleasure. The pleasure of God. You're the chosen people of God. If that's what you claim, that is. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you really are truthful in your claim. SubhanAllah, very powerful way of reasoning with them. A very powerful argument as well, which basically will reflect the truth inside of them. See, if a person doesn't want to wish for death, then what does it mean? It means that I'm scared of what's going to happen to me after I die. Well, what do you mean you're scared of what's going to happen after you die? You're the chosen people of God. For sure, everything that's going to happen to you after your death is better than what's happened to you whilst you're living. So, O Jews then, is it really true what you claim? Perhaps not. The reality is the opposite. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا Allah then says that you guys will never ever wish for it. You wouldn't even wish for it أَبَدًا, ever. Why? بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ Because of what your hands have put forward. Meaning, you've done some terrible things in your life. You've done some terrible things as a community. You've done terrible things like يُقَتِّلُونَ that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other places in the Quran, that يَقَتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ that you have killed prophets that have been sent to Bani Israel, they would kill some of them. I mean, killing a prophet, that's a tremendous crime. They've done other things. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمْ مَوَاضِعِهِ Allah says in another place that they change the speech of Allah around, meaning that they covered things up. They said, we don't really like this about the Torah, let's change it to somebody else, something else. So they've messed around with revelation, covered things up, like the coming of the Prophet. No, we don't agree about this man being our prophet. It says it in our scripture, let's cover that up. So they've done some bad things. And that's the reason why you would never wish for death. بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ Allah is all-knowing of the ظَالِمِينَ Yeah, all-knowing of the ظَالِمِينَ So, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ Say, indeed, al-maut, the death that you are تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُمْ Fleeing away from. Some people, you know, in fact, all of us, we all are scared of death. Every one of us is scared of death. However, there's a difference here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about the Jews that not only would you not wish for death, but the reality is تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ That you are running away from it. That's the last thing that you want to do is to die. It's the last thing. It's something that you would never want to happen. Rather, you would want to live forever. You would want to live forever and you would never want to die. You would never want to go to the afterlife because of evils that you have done. And that's different to a believer. A believer is scared of death because of the unknown, because of the sins that we have committed. May Allah forgive us. But at the same time, the believer also has hope in Allah, has hope that Allah will forgive him, show him mercy and enter him into a paradise. And this is why the Prophet said in the hadith, authentic hadith, that whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And whoever hates to meet Allah, subhanAllah, Allah also hates to meet that person. So a believer has two feelings towards death. Number one, he's scared of death because of his sins. But secondly, he's also hopeful that Allah will forgive him his sins. And at the same time, he's hopeful that Allah will be merciful to him. And so from that perspective, he doesn't hate death. Rather, he sees death as the gateway through which he will meet Allah, who he loves and who has worshipped all his life. So there's a combination of fear as well as hope there. As for the Jews and those like the Jews, then they have no hope whatsoever. Only fear of death, only resentment of death, only a disdain for death. So they run away from it. تَفِرُّونَ means to flee. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ But even though you flee, and even if فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ means even if you were to flee from it and live for a lot longer than you're supposed to, then one day مُلَاقِيكُمْ it would indeed come and meet you. It would catch up with you. It would take you. This is the reality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ And then after you die, تُرَدُّونَ You will be sent back to, not Allah, but Allah described himself as being عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ, the knower of the ghayb, the unseen. Wash-shahada, as well as that which is witnessed, meaning that which is known. Now, why do you think Allah is describing Himself by saying, not that you're going to come back to me, Allah, or your Rabb, but to the one who knows the unseen, the hidden things, as well who's the one who knows everything that is apparent as well? What do you think that's more pertinent to be said here regarding the Jews, who did some things with revelation, who used to kill prophets, etc., etc.? Why do you think it's more pertinent here to say you're going to go back to the one who knows the hidden as well as the known, as well as the seen? Have a think about that, my brothers and sisters, and discuss that and share your answers.